Accounted for Service, Part 2 is the title of today's exhortation in our continuing study of the series Beginnings of the Hebrew Nation, Part 3, the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 3, verses 40 to 51 is the text for our consideration. The name Levi means joined. One commentator said, the grace of God had joined them to the Lord and His ministry. Christian believers are joined to the Lord and are both priests and Levites, possessing priesthood and ministry. Our priesthood consists in the ministry of the sanctuary in worship and intercession. So we have our Lord's Day worship, we have our Wednesday night prayer meeting, where we gather to pray for the people. We also gather on the Lord's Day for worship as a witness to the world. This commentator further observed, he says, our Levite ministry is many-sided. It is given to us from the Lord to be exercised toward men. We bring spiritual sacrifices. So our service for the Lord is going to cost us something. The fruit of our lips, the sacrifice of praise unto God. The whole life of the Christian is to have the Levite character of ministry. The Apostle Paul says, for me to live is Christ. Is our service as the Levite lived for the tabernacle and its service. So, you know, for the entire tribe, right, from the time they were born to the time that they would die, their life revolved around the tabernacle and its service. All Christian believers are priests and all have a ministry of worship, a ministry of intercession. The generations of Aaron and Moses are mentioned here in this chapter. While elsewhere we read of Moses and Aaron, Aaron's name here stands first. His name is put first because he typifies Christ as priest, upon whose intercession all depends. The Levites were then brought to Aaron to minister unto him and to keep his charge. Jehovah claims them for his own instead of all the firstborn. So you notice that all the firstborn of all the tribes, with the exception of Levi, they were not taken by the Lord to the service of the tabernacle. But the Levites were chosen in place of all the firstborns of Israel. So the firstborn were sanctified unto the Lord. Right? They belonged to God. Right? You remember when they came out of Egypt, God sent the last plague. What was the last plague? The last plague came when all the firstborn in Egypt, men and cattle, would die. But God spared all the firstborn in Israel. And the Lord said, all the firstborn belongs to Him. He delivered them. They were separated. The reason why they were allowed to live was because their purpose was that they would go to the wilderness to worship God. Yeah, the Israelites. That's the reason why they left Egypt and God spared them. You know, our life, right? God gives us life. What is the reason for God giving us life? That we will be a testimony for Him. that we will be a witness to the living and true God. So we are a priest in the sense that an intermediary to show others the way to God. And we all have that privilege when we come for worship, when we come for prayer, when we come for Bible study. We are a witness for God. We, as a people of God, is a representative for God to the world. And the foremost of it, of them, was Abraham. We studied the life of Abraham. God called two persons, Abraham and the wife Sarah, and how God would use Abraham and Sarah to begin a salvation work that is so great that it would stretch all the way to the ends of time, to all the nations of the world. Today that plan is being carried out. That plan cannot be thwarted because the power of God is in it. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. God, through Christ, has won the victory. The victory was won through Christ. The yoke of sin was broken, and the power of the resurrection proved that sin, the bondage of sin, has been broken, and that God has given us that spirit of holiness to draw nigh to Him. And so here the Lord chose His people. The difference between the numbering of the tribe of Levi and all the other tribes must be noted. We notice that those which were 20 years old and over, right, we saw this, we mentioned this last week, are counted in all the other tribes. But for the tribe of Levi, those 1 month old male would already be counted, though they were still weak and helpless. They are part of the family, the team, who will represent God. And the sons of Levi, prominent heads of family, are Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. Right, we saw this also last week. Each one of them has their families counted. Gershom, 7,500 souls. Kohath, 8,600. And Merari, 6,200. And we also saw what they were being assigned to do. Right? The family of Gershom were in charge of the tabernacle, the tent, the coverings, the hangings, and the doors of the tabernacle. And Kohath, they were in charge of the ark, the table, the candlestick, the altars, the hangings, and all the service. They were placed on the south side of the tabernacle. Right. Gershom was placed on the southwest side. Right. So you can see this in the picture at the end. Today is the picture that we saw in page, that you see in page 5. Right. They are all they are camped closest, right, surrounding, closest to the tabernacle before all the other tribes. Okay. All the instructions were given. Obedience to these instructions and faithfulness in the discharge of it were the essential things. The same is true, this commentator says, in connection with the church. Every member in the body of Christ has a service to render. Each member is put into place by the Lord himself, and he gives to each the service as he gave to the sons of Levi and their families their specific work in and around the tabernacles. So some of us are involved in this work, some of us involved in another work. Whether you are a welcomer, whether you are an usher, whether you are involved in the preparation of the Lord's Supper, whether you are involved in one area or another, in registering newcomers, the Lord place each one and roster us so that each one of us can play a vital role for the witness of God in our day. So while God give us strength, while God give us life, we are divinely appointed by God to a work that he has for us to do. So during our adult Sunday school, we were going through the various gifts that God, that the Apostle Paul tells us that God gives to us. And the Lord wants us to understand and know that we are involved in his service. Page 3 at the top. Worship holds the first and highest place. This is for us, his people, most clearly stated in the New Testament. Devotion to the Lord Jesus in our life is the highest form of service, and all other service must flow and will flow from the faithfulness to the person of our Lord. Why do you come for Bible study? Because you want to know the Lord Jesus better. Why do you come for worship? Because you want to thank him for what he had done for you, to grant you access to heaven. And you want to thank him for being at the right hand of the Father, the most powerful position in the universe, at the throne of God, to intercede for you, to decide for you the things concerning your life. And you want to thank him because he has discharged his duty faithfully. He doesn't leave his place at the right hand of the Father. His intercession for you doesn't cease. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Know our privilege. Know God's love for us. And the family of Merari, they were involved in the boards, the sockets, the pins, the cords. So all this held together the entire tabernacle. So each one has to roll. Some would be doing this and the other that. But each would come together, and by it, you see the witness of God advancing. Right? Where is the signal that for move? Well, you see the cloud while they were in the wilderness. Right? The pillar of cloud. Once it goes up, they are to prepare to break camp. It comes down, they prepare to be encamped there. And so you see here God leading his people, and you would notice also the orderliness of the whole process. Right? The orderliness of the whole process. Right? Each one having a role to play, and each one's role vital. Every role that is done well, right? You find that the whole witness of God function for his honor, for his glory. And the Lord would reward his people right, for all the good that they have done for Him. And so the Lord wants us to know, and He asks the page 4 at the bottom, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel. The principle which emanates from it has been now applied to the other tribes. The number of male children from a month old and upward was to be reckoned in order that a comparison might be instituted with that of the Levites for the former adoption of the latter as substitutes for the firstborn. So for the Levites, they would count how many Levites are there. Then they would count also among all the tribes how many firstborn are there. So there were more firstborn among all the tribes than there were Levites. The Levites. Alright. So what happened here is that there is an excess, right? There's an excess number. The Levites amounting to 22,000 were given in exchange for an equal number of firstborn of the other tribes, leaving an excess of 273. There were 273 excess, and this excess were redeemed at a rate of 5 shekels for each. Remember, we speak about the redemption money. They are able to bring the redemption for pledges of service of persons that is given for the service of the tabernacle. So in order to redeem that person, or the we spoke about redeeming the field, right? There is a certain amount that is stipulated. So the Lord does this and gives this instruction. Okay, now the question is this: who would be redeemed and who will not be redeemed? Right. So it's said here, each Israelite would naturally wish that his son might be redeemed by a Levite without the payment of this tax. Yet some would have to incur the expense, for they were not Levites enough to make an equal exchange. So Jewish writers say the matter was determined by lot in this manner. Right? Moses put into an urn 22,000 pieces of parchment, on each of which he wrote the son of Levi, and 273 more containing the words 5 shekels. These being shaken, he ordered each one of the firstborn to put his hand and take out the slip. If it contained the first inscription, the boy was redeemed by a Levite. And if the latter, the parent had to pay. Okay, so depend on what? Well, depend on God, right? The ransom money, which reckoned the shekel at 0.5 crown, right, here was appropriated to the use of the sanctuary. Page 5, now we are at page 5. So the excess of the general over the Levitical firstborn is so small that the only way of accounting for it is by supposing those firstborn were counted as were males remaining in their parents' household, or that those firstborn only were numbered which has been born since the departure from Egypt, when God claimed all the firstborn as His special property. This is from Jameson, Fawcett, Brown commentary. And so the Lord, we saw, the Lord tells us in chapter 2 that the number of males that were drafted for the first standing army of Israel was 603,550. Right. Then, here in chapter 3, they speak of the number of men that is drafted for the work of the tabernacle. Okay, so we have the army, the men who would defend the nation, And here you have the worship, right, the Levites who were involved in the worship. On the other hand, the number is very large to be born among 2 million of persons in a single year. And it must be admitted that some unusual causes must have been concerned. Such, not to mention the divine blessing, may be found in the sudden development of national energies which would immediately ensue on the Exodus. You remember before they came out of Egypt, Pharaoh were putting them on bondage. They were in bondage, and Pharaoh also instructed the midwives to kill the new babies that were born. Right? That's why Moses was saved. Moses was protected. Right? The midwife didn't kill the baby that was born. So during that period of time before leading to the Exodus, right, there was one group whereby the males were just gone, lost. Right? The children were lost because... But we also saw how the midwives did not follow the instruction. Right? God bless the midwife. This is the infanticide. They were trying to kill the infants. Well, here we see God accounting his people for service. And the Levites were joined to the Lord and his ministry. Amen.